Welcome back to Willie Nelson, A Beautiful Time. I'm Jesse Scott.
My heart was a dancer. No, you don't need to know her name. She could turn on a nickel and give you back 4 cents and change. My heart was a dancer. She made her living on her toes. And what she ever saw in me, only God in heaven knows. I used to sit at my table, just me and whiskey all along, watching my heart dance. And each night I'd try to take her home. Others would try to show my heart a better way to feel. My heart was a dancer. Oh, heart, please just don't be still. A dancer, I'd love to see her dancing now. Pretty and graceful, still beating just for me somehow. My heart was a dancer, another lifetime ago. She was real for me, before the others it was all just a show. I used to sit at my table, just me and whiskey all alone, watching my heart dance. And each night I'd try to take her home. Others would try to show my heart a better way to feel. My heart was a dancer. Oh, heart, please don't be still. My heart was a dancer. Oh, heart, please don't be still.
My heart was a dancer, sung by Willie Nelson. Music producer Buddy Cannon has worked with Willie for a long time, and he's learned a lot about his friend and collaborator.
Willie, since I've known him, I don't know of a funeral he's been to, you know. He just, I guess, just he's going to be just as sad whether he goes to the funeral or not, and the people grieving are going to be just as sad whether he goes to the funeral or not. So, you know, it's just his... It's just his take on it, you know. It's funny to me that he avoids funerals, but he don't mind singing a funny song about them. In a way, that's healing, I think.
I don't go to funerals. I won't be at mine. I'll be somewhere looking back at loved ones left behind. My life has been a wonder, and I found my place in time. But I don't go to funerals, and I won't be at mine. I'll be somewhere singing songs with all those friends of mine. Life is great, but I can't wait to make our memories rhyme. And those who've gone before me will save my place in life. I don't go to funerals, I won't be at mine. I be a big old picking party when it comes my time. Me and Waylon, John and Chris, and our sweetheart Patsy Cline. Merle and Grady and Freddie Powers and all those pals of mine. But I don't go to funerals, I won't be at mine. Somewhere I hear angel voices singing in the wind, saying how it won't be long till time to fly again. Life is sweet and love is good, and we have had a good time. But I don't go to funerals, and I won't be at mine. No, I don't go to funerals, and I sure won't be at mine.
I Don't Go to Funerals, sung by Willie Nelson. I'm Jesse Scott, and you're listening to Willie Nelson, A Beautiful Time. Willie is known for very personal and reflective songs. The same goes for singer and poet Leonard Cohen, and Willie has often performed Cohen's music. Willie's son Micah brought Tower of Song to producer Buddy Cannon.
I don't remember 100%, but I think Micah, his son Micah, may have sent that to me. Because I didn't know the song. I haven't listened to Leonard Cohen. I mean, that's one of the weirdest songs I've ever recorded. I don't really know what he's talking about everywhere in there. It's a mystery. It's like a real deep mystery to me. Maybe I'm just dumb, but I love it.
Singer and songwriter Rodney Crowell.
You know, the broad stroke love song when you're 28, 24, 22, 36, whatever. You know, as I've discovered that as we progress, that broad stroke, fit the mold, everybody can relate, love song. As we age, our sensibilities become more singular, so that is when I think about Leonard Cohen's late work. It's like, okay, he's leaving breadcrumbs, because what we do and what our sensibilities, and I think even probably the evolution of our brains become attuned to, is that we got an exit visa not so far down the road. And things like people who were once there and no longer there is a truer story than it was if you're 26 years old and you're trying to write about somebody who's not there. When you live long enough to where regret becomes self-acceptance, it seems like that the songs can be more timeless and more lasting, even if they're coming from a more singular point of view.
Well, my friends are gone, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. About 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this, I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. Thank you. you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it don't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. And they don't let a woman kill you, not in a tower of song. You can say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their chattels in the bedrooms of the poor. And there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, you hear them funny voices in the tower. See you standing on the other side. I don't know how this river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges burned that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to the tower down the track. But you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from my window in the Tower of Song. Yeah, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Tower of Song, written by Leonard Cohen and performed by Willie Nelson. Rodney Crowell and Chris Stapleton brought a song to Willie called I'll Love You Till the Day I Die. The inspiration for it began a long while back. Rodney Crowell.
Yeah, well, it started, it goes back to the late 80s, and I was playing in Minneapolis, and I was married. And after the gig, there was a very attractive woman standing alone, and we at this place called the Caboose. It was a rock and roll club in Minneapolis, and she was standing there, and as I was done, and she said, well, enjoyed that. And we just struck up a conversation. And I said, well, come on the bus, you know. And we sat on the bus and just talked. And we had this conversation, and it was love at first sight. I was married and happily married and had children, and I just fell deeply in love with this woman. But it was time to go. The bus was leaving, and I had a choice. There, do I declare how I feel about her and see what happens, or do I let it go? And the bus rolled off, and she got off the bus, and that was the last time I saw her. I had that first verse, and I would never allow myself to go on with it, because I got back home and I was married. That marriage ended, and I was married again, so I would sneak up on the song a little bit and take it a little bit farther, but I never would commit entirely to it until Chris called. Chris was coming over, you know, to see what we could drum up. So I said, you know, Chris, I've sat on this for years and years and years. I've sat on this 20 years. What do you think? And we started, he gave me the line, he said, 30 minutes, 30 years ago. And I said, okay, you're in now. You know, so we went from there, and that's how it came to be. But I didn't give myself permission to finish it because I felt I was dishonoring the women that I was with, you know, and current, but my wife Claudia now, she gets good writing. You know, it's like it doesn't matter what the backstory is, and if it's the truth and you get it right, good enough for me. You know, so that song was born out of the truth. I really did fall madly in love with a woman that I had a 20-minute conversation with.
You once, and that was a long, long time ago. You probably don't remember me, but I thought I'd let you know that one short conversation is still the reason why I love you till the day I die. You knew I was an honest man. I guess I knew it too. But if I'd known then what I know now, I'd trade it all for you. And when you turned and walked away, I didn't bat an eye, but I love you till the day I die. Didn't know my heart back then, what was there to know, if I could do it all again, I'd never let you go. Twenty years ago is still the reason why I love you till the day I die. In case I still might sleep with you in some sweet by and by, I'm gonna love you till the day I die. I'm gonna love you till the day I die.
I love you till the day I die, sung by Willie Nelson and written by Rodney Crowell and Chris Stapleton. I'm Jesse Scott, and you're listening to Willie Nelson, A Beautiful Time.